WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Earlier this month, the College Station City Council delayed action on a request to close a street in the Northgate District to allow construction to continue on another major development. At the council's last meeting, unanimous approval was given, but with some reservation. Five lost spaces in the 300 block of First Street will be made up with a like number of space in a city-owned lot. But Councilwoman Julie Schultz noted they won't be reserved for those who live and work in the affected areas.
I never wanted it to be just a free-for-all for anybody. I don't see that being the answer. I don't think this is the solution to either one of those things.
Schultz and Blanche Brick were told city staff would attempt to work out an alternative solution for the affected renters. The street closure from December through next July is to allow a construction crane to park there where the domain will be built. The week after next, there will be public meetings in Bryan and Huntsville to get your opinions about the alignment of a $10 billion high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas. The president of the Texas Central Railway, Robert Eccles, says the initial route is east of Bryan College Station, along or next to existing rights-of-way.
And I think in the longer term, there's a logic to connect it on through to Bryan College Station and then on over to Austin and San Antonio.
There had been local support for a high-speed rail between Dallas and San Antonio, with a connector between Temple and BCS nicknamed the Texas T-Bone. Among the proponents, retired Easterwood Airport Director John Happ noted support had waned in recent years.
And as a result, we didn't have anybody in there pitching to keep it coming through Bryan College Station.
Eccles says construction of the Japanese-financed project could start in 2017. The first electric-powered bullet trains, running at speeds of 200 miles per hour, could start running 7 years from now. Public meetings are scheduled the 27th at the Brazos Center and the 28th at the Veterans Conference Center in Huntsville. More information is online at WTAW.com. Saturday night's postgame traffic leaving Kyle Field was slowed further due to a motorist who died behind the wheel. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says this was shortly after 11 p.m. Saturday night on FM 2818 near George Bush.
In addition to, I believe we had some minor traffic crashes in that area, REM has also responded to a medical call. A gentleman was driving down the road. He had been at the A&M game, was driving home to the Houston area when he went into medical distress.
Flieger says nearby motorists started CPR before the driver was taken to a local hospital where he died. A new report shows each day last year, Brazos County gained 23 new residents.
The Texas Association of Realtors annual relocation report shows Brazos County was second in the state in the net number of new residents last year at nearly 8,600. All but 1,000 moved to Brazos County from within the state. Texas remained number one in the country in people relocating from other states and were number three for those leaving to another state. So the net number statewide, 138,000, boils down to about 378 each day. The Realtors report statewide and a summary for Brazos County are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW. 'Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the Christmas edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Beautiful fall day in the forecast as high pressure continues to build across the state. We'll have abundant sunshine today, quite comfortable. Highs anywhere from 75 to 80 through the afternoon hours. Clear tonight, lows will fall back to about 50. Sunshine's in the forecast for tomorrow, high of 80. Tomorrow night clear, lows around 55. It'll be sunny Thursday. Temperatures, they're probably going to be up around 80 once again on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:11. In case you were not with us right before 8 o'clock, we did a, well, actually it was about 10 till. We were talking about how it's horrible to live in the South. This guy who wrote this article just could not understand how anyone would be able to live in the South because, oh, well, we're all just cretins, you know. We're just, we eat armadillo and stuff like that. But so today we have the Bureau of Labor Statistics that's given us the list of the most expensive cities to live in U.S. America, okay?
They're all in the South, right?
Yeah, right. Like Washington, D.C., and San Francisco and New York and San Diego and Baltimore and Los Angeles and Seattle. Those are your top seven. Dallas is number 11. Houston's number 13. The United States in general is 16. But, you know, why is Baltimore? Have you been to Baltimore? Why is Baltimore number 5? I guess because people can't afford to live in D.C.
Exactly. It's wow. Overflow.
Man.
Sewer's backing up.
And if those folks are happy in the Northeast, by golly, we want them there. We just do. We want them where they're happy. Okay? Mm-hmm. See, anyway, so Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
You used to live up in that part of the world, kind of.
I'm one of those statistics that moved.
Yeah,
to Texas
and they're glad that you did.
And are still here 9 years later.
Yeah. Again, they have nice things, and you know, I know you came from upstate New York, and it's you know, in September it's a great time of year to be up there. In October it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It really is, but it gets really dang cold later on, and.
Yeah, if you can handle today's weather being the middle of July,
yeah.
you're
golden.
Okay.
You can be up there and do that. Yeah. All right. Well, so what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, you know, we had a great weekend out at St. Francis Fest, other than we were soaked.
Oh, yeah.
We did a handful of adoptions, uh-huh. Microchipping, vaccinations, and so on and so forth. So great turnout there, all things considered.
Okay,
so,
good.
And then we're looking at our, you know, fall and so forth. It's winding down. We're working on Christmas plans. Won't get into them too much right now,
okay.
But because I believe Thanksgiving should come first.
Thank you. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
So we are for continue till October 20th. We have the half price Black Dog Black Cat Club specials.
Mm-hmm.
So that's half price off primarily black dogs or cats, and great opportunity right there to add a furry friend to your family. And that'll run till October 20th, and then October 24th starts our annual Fall in Love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's selected half-price adoptions on animals that are in our building and so forth. So great opportunity there as well. So we branch outside the primarily black dog and cat options there. We have Halloween, you know, right around the corner.
We do.
We will be out at Downtown Bryan at the Haunted House and so on and so forth. And we're talking.
Oh, really? You're going to have, what are you going to do?
We won't be in the Haunted House.
Okay, all right.
The Haunted House does benefit several charities, and we're one of the ones this year. So we'll be out there with some dogs. And we were having discussion yesterday about what dogs we were going to take out. Because so many times we do get called for various events and say, oh, can you bring out dogs? Well, yes and no. We don't know what degree some of our shelter pets will withstand.
Yeah, what they can respond to, right?
You know, and Halloween is one of those ones that even shelter pet or not, you have to consider your own pet and how they're going to react to Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people perhaps coming in and out, you know, that doorbell constantly ringing. That's really stressful for your pet.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing little gremlins and goblins.
Things that they're not used to seeing.
And Carrie, one of our staff members, was saying her son not too long ago was just messing around and put on a clown mask of some sort, came out of his room and was lucky to get back in his room because their dog about came ever loving unglued on him. And as soon as he took off the mask and threw it down, she went after the mask. She wasn't concerned, obviously, about Daniel, but it was that mask that freaked her out. So you definitely have to keep that into consideration when your pets are seeing all those folks come to your door at night. So maybe keep them in a separate room as you have the trick-or-treaters come to your house and whatnot. Keep them secure. If you have a backyard, we don't want them to escape, obviously, from everybody making all that chirping noises and whatnot outside, whatever they're doing. And then obviously we have candy to be concerned about. You know, this time of year you have more dogs and cats that end up in the emergency rooms because of what they've ingested.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is eating that costume or mask or something, or trying to get the one you've put on them off. So
that's a whole nother deal. If they tuck their tail, they're not happy. Okay?
Right. Yeah. And do keep, you know, the weather's great right now, but if it gets warmer around Halloween, which we've dealt with before, keep in mind your dogs and cats already have a coat.
Mm-hmm.
You put another coat on them, they're going to get warm.
And
provide them with plenty of water. Keep them into a minimal amount of time that they're in their costume.
Yeah.
And then consider how it fits, just as you would for your child. But keep in mind all that candy around there. You know, heaven forbid we have, kids get back from trick-or-treating, throw their bags down, and then Fluffy has ended up eating 4 pounds of miscellaneous wrappers and candy.
Yeah, that's right. So, they don't unwrap it, do they?
They don't always unwrap it. So keep that in mind. And, you can obviously find lots of tips and tricks and so forth for keeping your pet safe online. And you can visit all of our pets in virtual ways on our Facebook page and our website. We have photos posted of the ones available for adoptions, the ones that are in lost and found on our website as well. Go to aggielandhumane.org or check out our Facebook page, just Aggieland Humane Society.
And you know what? If you're having a bad day, go out there and just, you know,
take a dog for a walk.
It'll make you feel good.
You
really
know,
will.
Just they're really they're just so happy. Some of them, they're just so ridiculously happy just to have someone go, play your ball.
Yeah.
You know, even maybe just sit with them for a little bit.
That's cool. All right. Thanks a bunch. We visit with folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays, and we also visit with the folks from the Chamber. And Carrie's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Good. What do you have for us today?
Well, just like, we've got a busy October. We are going to kick it off, really, this Thursday with our business after hours. It's going to be from 5:30 until 7 p.m., and this month is at Chrome, a salon experience.
They make it very memorable.
They do. They do a great job. They, you know, they're old pros at this. And every year I've been told.
Yes.
It's a little something more special. Mm-hmm. So, again, this is our free monthly networking event, free food, free drinks. We certainly invite old members, new members, prospective members. Come on out, bring some business cards, and meet some new people and spread the word about your business and learn about others. So, we hope to see you on Thursday.
Sure.
Now, October 22nd, we have a very big day. Starting at 9 a.m., we will have our Youth to Career Fair, and that is sponsored by Sylvan Learning Center. It's going to be at the Expo Center. We'll have kids from 8th grade students, particularly, from schools across the Brazos Valley. We have, I think, 500 more kids this year than last.
Goodness.
So, yeah. Because of that, we're still looking for booths.
Okay.
If you have a business and you would like to come out, set up your booth, talk to some kids, we'll feed you lunch, we'll make it worth your while. But these kids, what they're looking to get out of this day is before they choose their core classes for high school, eighth graders are now being asked to kind of pick a field, whether that's math and science, mm-hmm. whether it's more leaning toward a vocational field. Already in eighth grade, they're being asked that question. So we want to get them in front of some businesses and really let them talk to people, see where their interests might lie, and what educational background it takes to do some of these things. So it's a really fun event for both our businesses and the kids, and it's free for everyone. So just give us a call at the Chamber if you're interested. That evening, we'll head on out to the George Bush Library, where we're going to have our local candidate forum. And it's going to be a panel discussion. We've got a really great lineup. We always have great turnout with this with our local candidates. And if you have some more questions, maybe politically, want to come out, talk to some people. If you haven't made up your mind yet, even if you have made up your mind yet, come out and support your local candidate. That's going to be from 6 until 8 p.m. again at the George Bush Library. And that, again, is a free event. So we definitely hope to see you there. And save the date. Our annual banquet is coming up on November 3rd. This is the event annually where we recognize our outgoing board members, our new board of directors, and we also honor a citizen and a volunteer of the year. So we are currently taking nominations for both citizen and volunteer of the year. We have those nomination forms up on our website. That's bcschamber.org. If you know somebody who's just gone above and beyond, please fill out a nomination form to them and email it back to me, and we'd be glad to put them into the consideration. So we have tables, tickets, individual tickets for that. If you're interested, just go to our website, bcschamber.org, for more information. Ribbon cuttings coming up. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting for St. Joseph Family Medicine Clinic, and that's going to be their Barron Road location. It's kind of on the corner of Victoria and Barron Road. Mm-hmm. It's already open. It's beautiful. I don't know if y'all have had the opportunity to stop by there or need to. Hopefully not go by there. But we're going to officially welcome them into the St. Joseph family and have a big little party out there for them and cut their ribbon. And we hope to see you out there. It's going to be October 23rd, 4:30 until 5 at their Barron Road location. And our platinum member spotlight for the month is Texas A&M Health Science Center, and specifically their family medicine residency program.
Okay, very good. Yeah, thanks a bunch for coming in. Yep, visit the folks from the chamber on Tuesdays as well. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Vandock Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Vandock Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Vandock Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandockRankin.com.
Stocks appear headed for a higher start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We'll see whether the stock market can stabilize today after the key indexes posted big losses in each of the three prior sessions. The futures are pointing higher ahead of the Tuesday session. Bank stocks will be in focus. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo all reported stronger quarterly results, though J.P. Morgan's numbers were not as strong as expected. Johnson & Johnson posted a bigger-than-expected quarterly profit. The drug maker earned $4.75 billion. J&J's revenue also topped forecasts. Google is expanding its delivery service to new markets, and it will start charging a fee for the service, which has been free until now. People can become members of Google Express for $10 a month, $95 a year, and get unlimited overnight delivery of orders of $15 or more. Customers place orders online for merchandise from member stores. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
Attention, home.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees, nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-821-0881. 800-821-0881.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Kevin Sumlin Radio Show airs tonight at Wings and More on University Drive here in College Station from 7 until 8 o'clock over many of these same stations. We'll be talking about last weekend's game against Ole Miss that A&M lost by a final score of 35-20, and also about the Alabama game coming up this weekend. Coach responds to questions from the floor as well as questions that he takes from the audience.
Yeah, I've said it since I've been here. It's been a big key. You know, Larry Jackson and his staff have done a fabulous job with our players. The first year to really only play with 15 defensive players, 16 guys for that whole year. First of all, we were lucky, but in a lot of games, for those guys to finish.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin on the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. There's a toll-free number to call, and we take questions from the floor. It's Wings and More tonight on University Drive here in College Station from 7 until 8 o'clock. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
You know, you ask your joints to do a lot of things, from simple movements to playing sports to lifting a toddler. So it only makes sense to support those rather important joints with a trusted product like Essential Joint Care from the Activate Company. Now, whether age or overuse has led you to seek some joint relief or support, well, Essential Joint Care will work faster than anything on the market to get those joints working like they used to. Now, Dr. Steelman's high-quality glucosamine chondroitin formula protects and revitalizes cartilage. It eases occasional joint stress and nourishes the joint matrix. Whether it's running after a soccer ball, bending over to plant some flowers, or opening a jar, Essential Joint Care works inside the joint to make the joint work for you. Now, you can find out more about Essential Joint Care at myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free at 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411.
Ever get to feeling a bit down and depressed? Oh, sure, we all have. It's human nature. My mother used to tell me no matter how bad I thought I had it, if I just looked around, there was always somebody in worse shape. And I guess to some degree that's true. But the next time it happens to you, you get to feeling a bit depressed, I want you to remember this story. It's about a man who actually ran for president of these United States a few years back. He was quite a popular guy, had a good business, and was well known in his political party. I guess you kind of have to be nominated for the office of president, huh? Or he had a pretty and loving wife and a very nice home. But as he took off on his presidential bid, things started to go wrong. First, his wife got sick, very sick, and he had to take some time off the campaign trail to tend to her. She was literally on her deathbed, and while his popularity was high because of his job, his political views, once they became known by the American public, they were not. The political pollsters at the time gave him virtually no chance of winning the election, which made his political party and allies pull their support for him. On October 30th, right before the election, his wife passed away with her grieving husband at her side. 5 days later, he lost the election in a landslide to his opponent and found out that he had spent all of his money in the presidential bid and was now completely destitute. Now, that was a bit more than he could handle, really. And in mid-November, He was admitted to a mental institution for the insane and judged incapable of any degree of care for himself. 10 days later, he died. It's a little-known fact that in less than 1 month's time, this man had lost his wife, lost the presidential election, lost all his money, lost his mind, and lost his life. Now, you talk about having a bad month? He did. So the next time you're feeling a little down, remember this famous man, a man that we remember even today for something he never did. Remember the saying, "Go West, young man"? The mantra we attribute to Horace Greeley that literally drove hundreds of thousands to populate the western regions of our country? Well, truth is, he never said that either. It was a quote in Greeley's newspaper, but from another man. And Horace, he never said it.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with...
The Aggie Report is next.
No, the Aggie Report is not next. Let me see. We'll get back to Kim, I guess. Oops, in a minute. And okay, let's see. Push the wrong button. Let's try this. No, that's not going to work. Well, let's see. The deck locked up. So you know what that means, Patrick?
Yep,
you
we probably, can do some news.
You probably get to do some news right now.
I can do that.
All right, go ahead.
WTAW news time is 8:30. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Investors in a $10 billion high-speed passenger rail line between Houston and Dallas will be in Bryan and Huntsville the last week of October to get your comments. The president of the Texas Central Railway, Robert Eccles, expects at some point there will be a station to shuttle rail passengers to and from Bryan College Station.
And Bryan College Station does not have a big enough population to run a train there on its own, but there's a logic. It's a little more traffic than the quarter million people or 300,000 or whatever the number is there because of the university. So it's not big enough on its own to drive the market to run a train there. But as a stop on the route, there's a certain logic to that.
There was a local group supporting a different alignment called the Texas T-Bone that would have connected the Twin Cities to Temple, which would have been a stop between Dallas and San Antonio. While BCS doesn't get a direct stop right away, T-Bone proponent John Happ says it's great that Texas is getting high-speed rail.
I think the big push for this was both Houston and Dallas. They want more trains to go direct and not stop.
Those bringing the 200-mile-an-hour bullet train will be joining state and federal officials in Bryan on October 27th at the Brazos Center and the following day in Huntsville at the Veterans Conference Center. Online at WTAW.com is more information about the public meeting and the Texas Central Railway. For the first time in 35 years, Southwest Airlines can fly anywhere from Love Field without any restrictions. It took the carrier 8 years to repeal the Wright Amendment. Southwest CEO Gary Kelly says he's looking forward to the new future of his company.
More flights, more low fares, more people can afford to fly, more bags fly free. And it's that good old-fashioned Southwest effect.
The Wright Amendment, named after former House Speaker Jim Wright of Fort Worth, was implemented to keep the then-new DFW Airport from too much competition. The first non-restricted destination for Southwest is Denver. Kelly says another 10 cities will be added within the next 3 months. An annual relocation report shows Texas gained more out-of-state residents last year than any other state, and the third highest in the number of people leaving for another state.
The net effect, according to the Texas Association of Realtors, is 138,000 new residents from out-of-state last year, or 378 each day. Brazos County had a net gain of nearly 8,600 new relocations last year, which was the second highest in the state. But the out-of-state number was a little more than 1,000. Another 7,600 moved here from elsewhere in Texas. The in-state relocations were from many counties. Bexar County led with 765, which is just one-tenth of the in-state total. Leading the state with the highest net gain of relocations, Denton County at almost 14,000. After Brazos County, where Williamson and Hayes near the state capital, rounding out the top five, Bexar County. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the Realtors Association's charts, graphs, and summaries for Brazos County and the rest of the state. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Those building the new Northgate Housing and Retail Development called The Domain will be able to use a construction crane. The College Station City Council, at its last meeting, approved closing the 300 block of First Street from December through next July. Five lost parking spaces will be made up in a city-owned lot, but those spaces will not be reserved for renters or those who work in the area. Northgate District Association Director Chris Scotty says it was a compromise.
We took a vote of the District Association Board, and it wasn't 100%. And I think that is actually indicative of the give and take, or the fact that each entity that had to compromise on this has some skin in the game.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz heard from the owner of two rental properties where the street will be closed, asking to allow renters to park in their yards.
In one property, there's two people there with each a vehicle. The second property had three people each with a vehicle. The driveway only can manage one vehicle each, so that would displace, you know, at least three vehicles.
City Manager Kelly Templin says staff will attempt to work out something for the affected renters. A Houston man on his way home from Kyle Field Saturday night died behind the wheel. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says motorists attempted to help the man whose car stopped on FM 2818 near George Bush.
Nearby motorists were able to ascertain that the gentleman was having a medical issue as opposed to it being a traffic-related condition. They attempted to begin CPR on him. The gentleman was transported to a local medical facility where he unfortunately passed away.
This incident, along with a crash on FM 60 Bridge over 2818, further delayed traffic leaving Saturday night's Texas A&M football game. Texas officials say they're trying to find an appropriate place to monitor a dog that belongs to a nurse diagnosed with Ebola. The nurse's Dallas apartment is being thoroughly cleaned after tests over the weekend confirmed she is infected. A Dallas spokeswoman says the city will make sure the dog is cared for. And in Louisiana, a judge has signed an order temporarily blocking the disposal of the ashes of the belongings of Ebola victim Thomas Duncan. Linens, bedding, and carpet taken from Duncan's apartment were incinerated in Port Arthur last Friday. The operators of a landfill in Lake Charles say they will not accept the ashes until Louisiana officials say that doing so would pose no public health threat. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Good morning. It's 8:38, our Brazos Valley weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, now through November the 28th. Lennox is offering a $1,300 rebate on a complete home comfort system. That's high-efficiency heat pump and or air conditioner, along with that gas furnace or air handler. Barker's Heating and Cooling. Give them a call. All right, here's some numbers for you.
Beautiful fall day in the forecast as high pressure continues to build across the state. We'll have abundant sunshine today, quite comfortable. Highs anywhere from 75 to 80 through the afternoon hours. Clear tonight, lows will fall back to about 50. Sunshine's in the forecast for tomorrow, high of 80. Tomorrow night, clear, lows around 55. It'll be sunny Thursday. Temperatures, they're probably going to be up around 80 once again on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. As a proud veteran of the U.S. Navy, 73-year-old Bernard Schimmerhorn had followed the rules almost
all his life, but there was that one time.
That one time?
One time. 54 years ago, Bernie caved to peer pressure. Went along with a buddy's scheme to steal several newspaper racks from the Ledger newspaper in Lakeland, Florida. They kept a handful of change, dumped the stands. In a recent letter of apology to the newspaper, Bernie enclosed a check for $200 to make it right.
Oh.
There you go.
Well.
Trying to straighten things out.
Clearing up karma.
That's it. That's it. Just doing what you can. All right, so moms, dads, kids seem to hate food that's good for them. They make up their mind long before they try it. One mom has figured out some techniques to help get kids to at least try anything.
Okay.
Kids will try anything if they can stab it with a toothpick or dip it in dip.
Almost.
Yeah. May not like it, but they'll try it, at least. Kids appear to like rice. It's easy and it's bland. What's not to like? Of course, when they knock it on the floor, it's a little bit tough to clean up, but nonetheless. So, put food that you want them to try, like veggies and meat, on top of the rice and mix it up and see if that'll work. Also, try making it a rule that before a child has a cookie or some sort of snack food, junk food, whatever, they have to stop at the fruit bowl and eat a piece of fruit. And then, of course, there's popcorn. Hot air popcorn is a great snack, low in calories, not much fat. Kids like it. Popcorn. Just saying. Speaking of food, and we all love it, don't we?
Oh, most certainly.
We usually like the stuff that's not good for us.
Mm-hmm. Most certainly.
Well, you know, for all those skinny actors who act like they eat like normal people, and they should have done this long ago and they need to continue doing it, TMZ got a peek at the menu over on the set at Grey's Anatomy. Okay? Those folks pretty much go for egg whites with zucchini, turkey bacon, vegetable sausage, gluten-free banana oatmeal, Greek yogurt, as well as berries and fruit for juicing.
And that's just the for breakfast. The key grip.
Yeah. Yeah, really, yeah. So don't think they eat like we do, okay? They just don't. Till later. And if they start to eat too much, then they end up looking like Zach Galifianakis used to look. Used to look. He is apparently a fraction of his former self.
Mm.
Pretty much shocked everybody at the premiere of Birdman or The Unexpected Value of Ignorance last Sunday. They had the premiere. He has lost a ton of weight, apparently. The actor told Us Weekly that he's avoided the limelight lately for a very good reason. He can't stand the way Hollywood congratulates itself all the time, and he would rather just do his work, go home, and watch Lifetime.
There you go.
Zach has a great point. I mean, if you'll think about this, and it's really not just showbiz, because there are a lot of people who are in business who are expected to attend a lot of fancy dinners and cocktail parties and trade shows and stuff like that. Events outside your 9 to 5. And, you know, it doesn't impact me as much because I'm older now. But, you know, if you, you know, Kevin, you've got a daughter you need to consider.
Yep.
I mean, time with the child is important, and Patrick,
yes,
that'll probably
is.
Be something later on in your life. Mm-hmm. You have to balance those things. So all those little extras that people expect you to do because of your career, maybe look at spending time with the kiddos. And it's something to think about. Never a bad thing to say no for the right reason. Volvo wants to stop anyone from getting seriously injured or killed in its new cars.
They're boxy but safe.
Yeah, very nice. But advanced airbags and blind spot warning systems can only go so far. It needs cars that can detect, predict, and avoid trouble all on their own. As we talked about the new Tesla, we'll do a lot of that. The automaker has announced new features that will take you there in a few years. Its cars will be equipped with computers that have 360-degree view of their surroundings, constantly scanning and evaluating what's going on and how to react if there's trouble. The system, which is still at least 5 years from hitting the showroom, can detect potential accidents before they occur, even if they're outside the driver's line of sight. If an accident is imminent, the car can determine an escape route and auto-brake and even steer the car to avoid the accident.
Wow.
Now, see, here's what's going to happen. You'll be gripping the steering wheel. You end up in this situation where it takes over, and it turns the steering wheel radically and you either get your shoulder thrown out of whack or it breaks two fingers, then what are you going to do? Huh?
Well, you'll start learning how to drive the way NASCAR and race car drivers do when you get close. You just take your hands off the wheel.
Yeah, there you go.
You let God drive.
see how that works out. Okay. Before the election day, key things to know about people before you vote. We want to try to help you out with that. One of the shortest men in the UK says he was mistakenly handed a coloring book and crayons at a restaurant.
Oh!
He's 26 years old. His name is James Lusted. He's 3 feet 7 inches tall. He's eating at the Harvester Inn in Cardiff with his 20-year-old bride-to-be when the waitress handed them two menus, crayons, and a coloring book. That's when James spoke up, and his deep voice resonated, and the server realized her mistake. James said she immediately put the coloring book behind her back in shock. The waitress was so embarrassed she vanished, didn't come back again for the rest of the evening. Spokesperson for the restaurant has apologized for the mistake. And anyway, he said, "I'm man enough to see my funny side." So, James.
Well, that's good.
It is. It's just a little guy. Okay, I guess Ray Parker is letting this happen. Billboard.com says a special pressing of Ray Parker's chart-topping 1984 Ghostbusters theme will be on vinyl that smells like marshmallows.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
The inner sleeve will even feel like marshmallows. The cover has a photo of the Ghostbusters crew and the giant Stay Puft dude. Only 3,000 copies will be available. Each one comes with a certificate of authenticity and a 6-inch figurine of the Marshmallow Guy. The collectible will be available starting October the 21st, and you can pre-order if you want to at some kind of a Ghostbuster store. I'm thinking if they do another version, Chris Christie would do a great job. Don't you? Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. I think that could be okay. Did you hear about this is an odd story. Details now just emerging about an elderly California woman claims she was conned out of her home and then left to die 3,000 miles away. Her name is Sarah Cheeker, 91 years old. She disappeared from her L.A. home back in 2008. Her home was demolished. New home quickly built, in place, and sold. Sarah claims that con artist befriended her, tricked her out of her house, then drove her across country to a rundown shack in the backwoods of Maine. She lived there in squalor and isolation for 6 years until one of her old neighbors filed a missing persons report. The senior has now been found and relocated to an assisted living facility, but authorities say there is no hope of ever getting a home back. The alleged con artist also tracked down, and they pled guilty to endangering a senior, but according to officials, they will never serve prison time because of lack of evidence. Had you heard about this?
No.
Mm-mm. Really a strange story. That's, man, again, that and an interesting charge, endangering a senior. So, one more story of one of those inflatable bouncy houses getting blown over by heavy winds. This one happened in New Hampshire. It happened in a farm in Nassau, New Hampshire. A pair of toddlers had just climbed into the giant play structure when a heavy gust of wind sent it sailing 40 feet. Became airborne, bounced over a fence, and crashed. Spokesperson for a farm says the bouncy house was not actually open for play when the children crawled in. It had only been inflated, and so that was so it could dry off. It was not supposed to actually be loaded in. So I don't know. And was it? Maybe it's been 2 years ago. We saw kind of seemed like a rash of these things happening. They weren't properly tethered. I think they probably do a little bit better job of that now. All right, it's 12 minutes till.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the Christmas edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers. But there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it. Because it's important when glass needs to be replaced, there's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment. They'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
About 9 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So Love Field now gets a chance to be a full-fledged airport again. Love the story that we had today. The Wright Amendment.
That's so wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Because they wanted to ensure that DFW, the new airport, didn't have too much competition. What the hell does that mean?
Now, Southwest tried to get rid of that 8 years ago, yeah. But when did it first go into effect?
Oh,
I didn't look that up.
Yeah,
it's been around.
It has. It's been
a long time.
Yeah,
so. Right.
Too much competition.
That's not a Texas I want to live in.
Yeah, I thought that was a marketplace.
Whew.
But again, that's why you elect somebody. That's how they get to be Speaker of the House, and that's how everything is okay, because then you can get that legislation so that you've got that unfair advantage.
Yeah, our system works great.
Yeah. I understand. I mean, I'm not being a Pollyanna here. I get it. I know what they're doing. But, I mean, that is a pretty good description of exactly why the Wright Amendment happened. Don't want to have too much competition for that new airport. Needs to be assured that it can be a success. Wouldn't most of us like to have that opportunity in our business?
Oh, man.
Okay, go ahead and
take those other radio stations off the air for us. That would be great.
Sure, I think it'd be a wonderful thing.
Nice airport. Be a shame if you couldn't fly out of it.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, we'll see. Be interesting as we get 2 years down the road how that works out. Knowing the ending of a good book or a movie can actually enhance the whole experience. Researchers recently put this plot to the test. Two groups of people asked to read a best-selling book. One group had to read the ending first. It turned out that group actually enjoyed the book more. Researchers say that's because when we know the ending, it allowed us to focus more on the deeper meanings and plots and acting and writing ability, and appreciate some of the nuances that we might have otherwise missed. Okay, there's the story. I don't know if I believe that or not. Maybe seeing the end of a movie, but there's a considerably greater investment in time when it's reading a book. I'm not sure that I want to know how it ends, at least the kind of books that I read. I don't know that I want to know how it ends. Because I prefer when I'm reading fiction
to do some kind of like Michael Connelly books. I like his a lot. Cold Case books and Harry Bosch stuff. And I don't want to know how that ends. I think I want to read along. I mean, I hear what they're saying about the nuances that you can at least become familiar with if you know the ending.
But. Yeah, if I was the kind of person to reread, I don't know. Yeah, I don't like to know the ending, but I feel like going back and reading a second time is where you would want to.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, you know, I can't. I don't know that I've. Nah, I don't think I've reread a book. I'm not sure.
I just DVR it.
Book on tape.
Book on tape, yeah.
No.
Turn the pages faster that way. Yeah. Left-handed people make up about 10% of the population.
Because they're weird.
Oh, they're a fascinating group, according to this person. Overall, lefties get... Overall, lefties get angrier, moodier, and are more easily embarrassed than right-handed people. Really? Really? People who use their left hands tend to be more affected by fear, according to recent research presented at the annual conference of the British Psychology Society of BOO. No, I mean, British Psychology Society. Fearful situations, even horror movies, seem to shake them up more. Left-handed people are more creative, according to research published in the American Journal of Psychology. There is some evidence that left-handed people are better at divergent thinking, method of idea generation that explores many possible solutions. And lefties often do better in sports when two opponents face each other, such as tennis, baseball, boxing. The theory is that they have more practice against righties than righties have against lefties. I don't think there's any doubt. You want your son to be an athlete that excels, make him a left-handed athlete. Left-handed pitchers do pretty well.
Yep.
I mean, if they're good at it, they get themselves a gig. This stuff about angrier, moodier, and more easily embarrassed, I'm not sure that I'm going to go for that one, but the other stuff having to do with some certain physical attributes, I'd say that's probably right. So, you know, or just make them ambidextrous. That way, you know, could be guaranteed. About 4 minutes still.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 3...
Is your big out-of-town bank making...
Now, you see, that's the second time I've done that. I really have. Second time I've done that. So let me start over.
Rattlers. Your hometown convenience store always has monthly specials, and the October specials are great. Loaded nachos, only 99 cents. Any king-size candy bar, only a dollar with your Rattlers Rewards card. 12 packs from the family of fine beers like Bud, Miller, and Coors, just $10.99. And now Rattlers is introducing everyday low pricing with milk for just $2.99 a gallon. A dozen eggs are just $1.09, and a loaf of white bread, only 99 cents. Stay tuned for Rattlers Spectacular 2 Savings. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
Now you can get a taste of New Orleans tradition at your nearest Subway restaurant. Add a flavorful muffalata relish to a Subway spicy Italian, a cold cut combo, or an Italian BMT. Muffalata, ground olives and veggies with the perfect blend of spices and seasonings is available on our New Orleans trio, but only for a limited time at participating Subway locations. So order an Italian favorite and spice it up right with muffalata, a New Orleans original. Subway, eat fresh.
You two are eating burgers instead of Subway sandwiches?
Hey, bathing suit season's over.
Yeah, but Halloween's coming.
What's that?
Gotta get in shape for all the costumes, like attractive nurse, sassy teacher, foxy fullback, and Viking princess warrior.
Can I go as Mr. Viking princess warrior?
Whatever you're getting fit for, start at Subway with delicious low-fat subs like the protein-packed turkey breast with your favorite veggies. Subway, eat fresh.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional info and include Subway Fresh Fit subs into your low-fat, well-balanced diet and exercise plan.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Boy, Samsung has announced new technology that would make Wi-Fi 5 times faster.
Wow.
We'll see. May not be available in our area that quickly, but you know, we'll see how all that works out. The number one fitness activity for people in this profession is weightlifting. That is police officers. Police officers. That's the number one fitness.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's needing that strength. This date, 1912. Teddy Roosevelt, campaigning for the presidency, shot in the chest in Milwaukee.
Speech saved him.
That's right. So thick he had it in his pocket. Air Force test pilot Chuck Yeager became the first person to break the sound barrier when he flew that Bell X-1 rocket.
Glamorous Glennis.
1947. And who can forget, in 2008, famous psychic Blossom Goodchild.
I forgot.
Yeah. Claimed that beginning today, that day in 2008, aliens would be flying across our skies for 3 days. Blossom said she knew because the aliens had told her. The aliens never showed up.